This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are 2.2 million people now incarcerated in prisons in this country. Every year, thousands of them are released. Well, as we just heard, one of the most important ways of keeping them from reoffending and winding up back in prison is education. One study by the Justice Department found people who took classes while they were in prison were 43% less likely to be back behind bars within 3 years than people who took no education programs. The Obama administration has launched a pilot program offering Pell Grants to incarcerated students, and three Michigan colleges are among the 67 schools chosen for this program. It's called Second Chance Pell, Delta College, Mott Community College, and Jackson College. With us now is the Dean of Arts and Sciences at Jackson College, Todd Butler. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you for asking.
That 43% figure, I tell you, my eyes pop. That's a pretty strong indicator that correctional education really works, isn't it?
It is. And those numbers will vary. You'll see different figures across the country. But what we know without a doubt is that it has a tremendous impact on recidivism rates, and it's one of the most cost-effective measures that we can implement to reduce recidivism. When you talk about a community college education, with Pell, it's around $5,000, and to incarcerate a person for just 1 year, again, the figures will vary, but somewhere around $35,000 to $37,000 a year.
There's quite something when you put that on the balancing scale, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think that's why this initiative is finally getting traction across the country. I think when we only approach it from sort of a humanitarian aspect of this is the right thing to do, that appeals to a certain listener and a certain person who says, I agree with that. But all states carry this burden of a large budget for corrections officers and corrections facilities and programming and such. And if we can counterbalance that with some education, it's a great way to reduce that and to send our monies back to other areas that we value.
Let's talk about Second Chance Pell. How does it differ from the way incarcerated students have up until now accessed and paid for classes?
Well, there's very little higher education going on across the country. When we started this program ourselves at Jackson College about 4 years ago now, it was with a small partnership with the Michigan Department of Corrections, and it was through what we call self-pay. And the self-pay is literally an incarcerated person probably has a loved one or some other benefactor outside of the prison system that is saving their nickels and dimes and going to pay for maybe one class at a time for them to take. We had been working with that program and building it also as a part of what was called the Pathways from Prison Initiative, some grant-funded monies that came from Kellogg Foundation and the Ford Foundation, among others nationally. And it brought our numbers up at Jackson College to around 400 incarcerated students. And we were actually shocked to find that that was the largest program in the country, which is gratifying to have the largest program in the country, but also pretty sad that the largest program in the country was 400 students.
Mm. So through Second Chance Pell, what does it mean in terms of money? If I'm listening to this conversation and someone I love is incarcerated right now, what could it mean and how would my loved one qualify?
The Department of Education has set up the parameters for that. And part of it is you would have to have a GED or high school education. You would have to have a good record within the prison in terms of your behavior. But you also have to be within 5 years of release. If we are aiming the program to make returns to society at large, it's not just about keeping people out of prisons. We want to certainly test that in terms of recidivism. But one of the best ways to do that is to give people employable skills and an education. And as we know, our world is changing very, very quickly. So if we educate somebody in this grant who has less than 5 years left on their sentence, perhaps by the time they're paroled or released, that education or that training is not as effective at helping them find a job. So those are the main three parameters, a high school education, clean track record within the prisons, and 5 years less in terms of a release date.
How many incarcerated students are enrolled in Jackson College classes now and from how many facilities?
We currently work in about six facilities with the Michigan Department of Corrections. We also work in one county jail. and we have about 425 students across those facilities.
And how many more do you think you'll be able to reach with Second Chance Pell coming on board?
We have been approved by the Department of Education to offer 1,300 awards for Pell. So I would say we're going to end up somewhere around 1,500 or 1,600 students.
And am I correct that yours is the largest number of any of the 67 institutions that are taking part in Second Chance Pell?
That is correct. We were surprised by that and also very, very gratified by that number. And it was really made possible by a couple of things. We were invited by the Department of Corrections, as I said, about 4 years ago to start a small program. We learned a little bit, and then the Vera Institute of Justice found underwriting for us for the Pathways from Prison initiative, and that really helped us to scale up, to learn a lot, to build a lot of relationships with the Michigan Department of Corrections. And the Department of Corrections said to us that they had a desire to expand this program, and we were in a very strong position to be able to do that because of our existing partnership with them.
What kind of classes and instruction will you be offering? Are you offering? Do you find are the most useful for the students?
We offer a variety of things. One of the things that we concentrate on getting the basic general education credit, something called the Michigan Transfer Agreement here, so that upon a student's release, if they wanted to continue with any associate's degree, any bachelor's degree, they could go to any community college or any public institution and many, many private institutions in the state and take those credits and know that they would be guaranteed to transfer. But beyond that, we offer associate's degrees in business. We often have been asked to build entrepreneurial classes because many of these students upon release with felony records are going to have to create their own way. And we believe giving them the skills to create a vision for themselves, to create a business plan, to go out and perhaps start something of their own initiative or whatever job they're in to be able to use those entrepreneurial skills to better themselves and to better that business that's hired them.
Todd, are the instructors? Is it online? Do they go to the facilities and meet with the incarcerated students? How does it work?
Yeah, no, we offer no online classes at this point.
So this is face to face.
We face to face. We take our books and our supplies and we trek into the prisons every week. When we first started, we had some assumptions about what that would be like. We assumed we were going to find some very, very needy students. We thought that these students would be academically much more challenged than what maybe our students on campus would be. And truth, the exact opposite has been true. Like partnering with the MDOC and getting some supports for them inside, they have done an astounding job. Somewhere around 75% of our students are on the dean's list, about 90% success rate in every class. We offered some basic math classes, and the students excelled in them with the proper support, sort of shook off some rust. They kept climbing up through, and they asked us, would we offer calculus? And I said, no, I don't believe we can really do that. Of course, it's going to be a stretch. We might not get enough people signed up for it. And they said, well, could you just give us calculus books, and we'll teach ourselves? And I thought, my gosh, if you're that eager, that hungry to learn calculus, I'll find you an instructor. And we did. The chair of our math department volunteered to go in. She taught calculus, some of the best students she's ever taught, and they were eager for more. So we just continue to be surprised by things like that. Same instructors that teach on campus teach the same outcomes, the same courses, the same requirements inside the prison walls. It's worked out extremely well.
What are your hopes for these students that you're going to be able to bring into the tent, if you will, and have them taking courses from Jackson College thanks to Second Chance Pell?
You know, there was just this notion that we're releasing about 10,000 inmates per year in the state of Michigan, and 95% of all inmates who are incarcerated in Michigan are going home one day, 95% of them. And the state of Michigan and the Michigan Department of Corrections has worked extremely hard on both their in-prison programs, their reentry programs, and they're one of the top 10 in the country at lowest recidivism rate. But we're still at 30%. So that means if we're releasing 10,000 inmates a year, 3,000 of them are coming right back in within 3 years. And that's a very expensive proposition in all sorts of ways. It's expensive on communities. It's expensive in terms of the victims of crime and the losses there, the pain there. It's expensive to families who lose loved ones back into a system that they hope they'd never go back into again. So to reduce recidivism is a huge challenge and one we take very seriously. Beyond that, I think what we're beginning to understand in our fourth year of this work is it's really about changing imaginations. So many of our students wander into their first college class. They're there, they're nervous, they're excited, but they really don't see themselves as good students. Education was never for them. College was never a possibility for them. They start taking classes. They do well. They improve. Their grades come up. They're on the dean's list. And they begin to see new possibilities for their life, things that they hadn't dreamed of before. And then that changes things for them. They constantly talk about, now I can look my kids in the eye and say, you will go to college. You must go to college. If I can do it, you can do it. And it changes that cycle of poverty and incarceration and reincarceration. Have the possibility of doing that for the whole family.
Todd Butler is the Dean of Arts and Sciences at Jackson College, one of three Michigan colleges chosen for a new U.S. pilot program, giving inmates a second chance through higher education, the Second Chance Pell pilot program. Thanks so much for talking with us and sharing your work with us.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.